The Fresh FM 102.9, that's the heart and soul of Namibia. Bring you Malaika, that is Seba Kanyana. It's 12:14 right now, and joining me in studio, that is Lady Black. How are you?
Yeah.
It's an honor and a privilege to have you in studio.
Thank you for the platform.
How's the weekend so far?
The weekend.
The week so far.
The week, it just started. I mean, we are still mourning the loss of our beloved president, but I'm very proud of our nation. We stood together as a collective, and we buried him with dignity.
Yes.
I think it's a clear reminder that death is inevitable and we should treasure our loved ones.
True. And I definitely do agree. And it's brilliant. It was brilliant to see. This past weekend was, you know, it was hard for everyone else and everyone in the country. But everyone was together,
you know,
everyone from
solidarity.
Exactly. And that is brilliant. Now, thank you so much for joining us
in
studio.
Thank you for having me.
And now let's talk about you, Lady Black.
Lady Black.
And that's probably a very familiar name for most of our listeners. Now, what do you do? And what's the narrative behind Lady Black?
Lady Black, well, that's my stage name. My real name is Vivian Nisa Prungu. So I'm a writer. I've been doing poetry for the past 15 years plus. I don't want to reveal my age. But Lady Black is basically just a poet and activist as well. I do motivational speaking. I've always been inspired by words. I think words have power. They have the power to change. And I'm an avid reader as well. So combining the two, reading and writing, I love it. I started writing from a very young age, and spoken word was the first platform where I was able to unleash my creative juices, and it really was a wonderful experience. So here I am.
Yeah, fantastic. Yes. Now let's dive to your specialty, words. Now, what are the first three words that describe you? So if someone were to think of Lady Black, what are the three words that Lady Black stands for?
I would describe myself as spontaneous, spiritual, and passionate.
Spontaneous, spiritual, and passionate.
Oh, wait. Yes.
Now let's dive into your art, and that is essentially words and poetry.
Yes.
When did you decide being a doctor was maybe not for me?
Well, I can't stand the sight of blood, so that was an obvious one. But I think it started in primary school. I really was drawn to reading a lot, and I was really good at English. So I started reading really big books, and from there the interest just came for literature. And I think, like I was gonna while we were speaking off air, we really have lost that culture of reading and writing, that culture of really going into a library, sitting down and feeling the texture of a really good book, you know, letting your imagination go free. Technology has obviously taken over, times have changed, but I wanted to become a lawyer, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And then maybe become a judge. But then I saw how thick those books were, and I was like, okay, let me not push it. But I'm currently doing what I love. I'm doing marketing. Poetry will always be a part of what I do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But according to you, how important is words, and not necessarily just words in English, but how important is words in both English and all native tongues, with reference to expressing themselves and also maintaining culture? Because I remember listening to this story a couple of moons back, where the lady was talking about how people have lost their culture, and you'd find people that don't speak their native language but are fluent in English.
Yes.
So how important is words and essentially language within people's culture, and also expressing themselves and being literate in the general world?
I think it's very important to realize that English is not our mother tongue. Okay. We have to celebrate the diversity of languages out there. But what I do encourage is the understanding of the power of words, because people will always remember you for how you make them feel. And how do you make people feel? Isn't that through your expression? So I think the power of words plays such a, even when we look at the word, I want to speak about the Bible. Mm-hmm. The whole world came into existence because God spoke.
Yes.
So imagine the power of words, of just creating. And I think a lot of people don't realize that the negative things you talk about manifest. Mm-hmm. It becomes your reality. So when you change the way you speak, when you change the way you express yourself, you can change the world around you. Mm-hmm. You can have an influence on the generation and the current culture. So we have to really look back and see, look at all the history books that that are there, and the present and the future. Words will always remain. And the only way you can really know a word is to look it up, study it, read. There is no other way, guys. There's, and I'm not talking about the audio play, you know, yeah. when you on your phone, literally sit there and read. And there's so many different genres. There's nonfiction, there's fiction. So it really is up to you to choose what you want to read about, because it fills your mind, and that will literally filter into your personality and the person you become in society.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. That rhymes,
I hope,
by
I didn't babble too much there, guys.
and it's brilliant to talk to you, because yes. you know, there's a lot of people that you can just speak to them and already realize what they are passionate about,
yeah.
and essentially what they should be doing.
Yes.
But speaking of self-expression, it's 12:20 right now. Let's quickly check in with Promo Basket and we'll be right back. It's 12:23 and joining me still in studio, the wordsmith herself, Lady Black.
Lady Black is in the studio. Hey, Namibia. Thank you for having me, Arthur.
Exactly. And so far, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. Now, let's dive into what you're here for.
Yes.
And that is your workshop. Let's talk about this. What is the workshop about? Who can be part of it? Where is it happening? And what's the target audience?
So last year I applied for a grant. The National Art Council mm-hmm. of Namibia was giving out grants, and I tried my luck, and I am very honored to be one of the recipients. So I just want to give a shout out to the National Art Council of Namibia. They are the ones that will be partnering with me. We are also collaborating with the Windhoek Public Library in town. So basically it is a 3-day poetry workshop with Lady Black. Mm-hmm. It is for students between the ages of 14 to 18. You have to be able to commit for the full workshop, 3 days.
Okay.
But what inspired it, like I said, was I really wanted to create a space where teenagers could learn a little bit more about literature. They can sharpen their skills, they can interact, but also English proficiency is an issue, I've noticed. So before they transition into tertiary education, going to university, I really wanted to also use the workshop as a kind of to gauge what their struggles are, because I really know that going into uni is a different thing from high school.
Yes.
So I wanted to engage them and also just find out what issues they're facing currently. So I'm very happy and excited to be holding it on it's going to be on the 12th to the 14th of March. It will be at the Windhoek Public Library in town. It is right next to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. So you cannot miss it.
Exactly.
I'm only taking 10 students for the first run, because I can't really give quality over quantity. So quality is very important. So I really want to keep the groups small. But we will learn about poetic devices. There will be different themes. I think it's something exciting, and I'm very, very excited to share my skills with the students.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite kind of events, you know?
Yeah.
The free kind.
Free kind. And that's what I was saying. It is free, guys. So you don't have to pay for anything except for your transportation to be there. I will provide all your notebooks, your pens, wow. everything. So you just bring yourself there.
Awesome. Now, how can one actually be part? Do they have to go somewhere on social media? How can we find out how to be part of this particular workshop?
All right. So excuse me. So basically, I will be going to different high schools and I will be putting up a sign-up sheet. Okay. So please look out for a sign-up sheet at your notice boards. Because today is a public holiday, I will start that process tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And what you do is you basically just put on your name, your email, and your number. And I will randomly choose 10 students from different schools. I want to make sure that I also cover disadvantaged communities as well. So please look out for those. If you also maybe want to go on Facebook, you can find me Vivian Nisa Prungu. You can spell it as V-I-V-I-E-N-N-E. And my surname Prungu is P-R-U-N-G-U. Or you can WhatsApp me on 085-787-5122. I'll repeat that, 085-787-5122. So that's the way you guys can reach out. But the most beneficial way would be sign up.
Exactly.
Yeah, sign up. Yeah.
Fantastic. So to all the kids listening up, make sure to check out, that is at your schools. Be on the lookout for that sign-up sheet. And all the parents, you did hear the number and you did hear, that is the Facebook page. So reach out as fast as you can if you'd like to be part, or if you'd like your children to be part, that is of the workshop. Miss Lady Black, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to seeing you guys there. And yes, let's fly the educational banner and our flag high as Namibians.
Exactly. With that said, thank you, Lady Black. Have yourself a wonderful day.
Likewise.
And that is Lady Black. Such a fun person to talk to. It's 12:28. If you did miss the interview, you can catch it on our website as well. That is at www.freshfm.com.na. For now, let's dive back into the music, leading you to 12:28 right now. That's Bino Redo as well as Blast. This one is Doing Your Stuff. Sit back, relax, enjoy the good music right here on Fresh FM. Do not change the station, because if you do, I will find you.